disgraced woman is a community of young women who prioritize God's leading in every aspect of their lives. In this podcast, we share our stories, the good and not so great part of it, as we learn to trust God wholly, obey Him fully, and be God's vessels of honor in our generation. Every episode is filled with real-life lessons and experiences that would leave you longing for a deeper and more intimate walk with God. I'm your host, Grace Oriagan, and welcome to the Graced Woman Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Graced Woman Podcast. First, I want to say a very big thank you for the warm reception of our last episode. Thank you for the feedback on our name change and all your beautiful messages. It means so much to me and the entire Graced Woman team. Thank you so, so much. Let me just quickly plug this here. If you have an iPhone or any Apple device and you listen to the Graced Woman Podcast on Apple Podcast, please, we need you. Kindly go to your Apple Podcast app, search for Graced Woman Podcast, and leave us a beautiful long review, and also give us a 5-star. Please, be cool, Ejo, please. It will really help the podcast to reach more listeners. Thank you so much in advance. So one feedback we got from the season 5 trailer was, where is season 1-4? So if you've been following us, you know that this podcast has been running since January 2021 officially, and we have about 20 episodes in all. You should be listening to all of them if you haven't already. With the name change and structuring our episodes into seasons, we didn't want to ignore the 20 episodes that we have and start from season 1. So we grouped those episodes into seasons based on when they were published. For example, the last podcast series that we did on lessons from the Old Testament, all of those episodes are in season 4. Do you understand? So we've grouped all the different episodes into seasons based on when they were published. So I hope this clarifies that, and I'm actually super excited about this new structure, this new episode structure, and I cannot wait to see all the beautiful things that it will birth. That was a long introduction. Let's dive into the first episode of this season. Today we'll be talking about the essence of seasons. Why seasons? Why do we have to go through seasons? What are they here for? What purpose are seasons here to fulfill? Why can't we just have it sweet and rosy all the time? And our key verse for today is in Ecclesiastes chapter. It's a very popular verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1 to 18. I'll give you a moment to open your Bibles and pull that up. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. You can read it in whatever version that you prefer, but I'll be reading from King James Version, right? And I'll be reading from verse 1 to 8. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Wow. So let me give you a quick backstory about this episode and even this season in general. So I started thinking about the word seasons a couple of weeks ago. In September, at my business, my office, we were on a go-go mode. We had so many deadlines, so many things were happening at the same time. It was so intense that from the moment we stepped into the office till closing hours, which sometimes we had to prolong, we were leaving the office sometimes 8 p.m., 9 p.m. From the moment we stepped into the office till that time, we would be on our feet throughout because we had so many things to do. Then October came and it felt like a breath of fresh air and rest fell on us. Not because we didn't have things to do, but the rush of September had passed and now we could drink water and drop cup, literally. I remember coming into the office one day and I just saw everyone chilled and relaxed. And I immediately thought, seasons. I shared this on my WhatsApp status and I'll just read it out. Something we don't really talk about often is seasons. Life is full of highs and lows, literally. Some seasons you have clarity, some seasons nothing. I think when we accept that seasons are normal, we would be able to flourish even when the goings are tough. So I'll come back to the question I started at the beginning. I asked at the beginning, what's the essence of seasons? Why seasons? Why do we have to go through highs and lows? Let's ask let's get some dictionary meaning of the word seasons. There are a handful of meanings in the dictionary, but there are two of those definitions that caught my attention. Number one is, seasons are an indefinite or unspecified period of time. That's number one definition. The second definition, seasons are a proper or suitable time. A proper or suitable time. Can you see how these two definitions are like words and opposite? Like, how can one word mean two opposite things? An indefinite period of time and then a proper or suitable time. From this above definition, there are two clear types of seasons and one not so clear one. So let's quickly talk about the different types of seasons. The first type of season are the predictable and expected one. The predictable season, the one you expect, the season that we all expect and we all know about. For example, we have summer, we have winter, we have spring, we have autumn. Or if you live in Nigeria, we have the rainy season, we have the dry season, we have the Harmattan season. These are the seasons we expect and we even prepare for them. The second clear type of season from the definition are the indefinite, unspecified, unexpected, unpredictable season. For example, you lost a loved one. Most times losses are unpredictable. You don't expect it to happen, but it just happens. Or another example, inability to find a good paying job. You've been out of school for so long and you've been searching for a job and you're wondering, when would this search be over? There is no specified time as to when that search will be over. It's not as if there's a specified time frame that once you come out of school, after 3 months, you get a job. So it's unspecified. You can't predict when that season will come to an end. Another example, you're trying to have a baby. And from all medical reports, everything is fine. But you just can't have a baby. And you're wondering, when would this search, when would this wait end? Or you have a business and you're trying to get business funding, you're trying to seal a business deal, or in your office as a career person, you're trying to submit a proposal that's supposed to probably help with your promotion or help you with whatever it is that you're trying to get. but it seems like that thing is not forthcoming and you have to wait for an unspecified time, indefinite time. You don't know how long this season is going to last. And the unclear type of season is the in-between season. We all have experienced that, or even currently experiencing it. You're neither here nor there, also known as the waiting season. God has said something. You know, God has promised you something. God has said a word concerning your life, concerning your family. But that word has not come to pass. And so you have to wait. This season is somehow tied to the indefinite, unspecified season. God had said He'll provide money, He'll provide funding. But the money is not in your bank account yet. And you're wondering, how long would I wait? God has said you would have a baby. You're going to carry your own children. But it is not your reality now. And you're wondering, when would this promise be fulfilled? You're not where you used to be financially. You're not where you used to be 5 years ago. But you're not where you want to be. Yes, you're not in lack, but you're not in abundance. Do you understand? So you're just hanging in the middle and you're wondering, when would this season pass? In the anchor scripture we read in Ecclesiastes, we see that there are both good and bad seasons. There is the predictable and the unexpected seasons. And the writer of that passage said, there is a time for every purpose under heaven. To everything, there is a season, both good and bad. When we come to terms with this truth, that there is a time for every purpose under heaven, whatever it is you're experiencing now, there is a time for it. It won't last forever. You won't be in this position forever. You won't be in this phase of life forever. There is a time allocated for it. Yes, we might not know. We might not know the time. Scripture says that a million years is like a day. Why a day is like a million years. So to God, there's the common phrase, God's timing is the best. But we don't have the capacity or the understanding to know in details what God's timing is. So sometimes you think that your waiting phase will be for 1 week and it prolongs to 2 years. But when we understand that there is a time for every purpose under heaven, and whatever it is that you're going through right now, there is a time specified for it, and that time will elapse one day. We might not know when, but we know that that time will elapse. In God's timing, when we come to terms with this truth, we will be able to navigate seasons better. When we understand that it can't be rosy all the time, rain cannot fall all the time, the sun will go down when it's 6 p.m. There is a time for every purpose. Nothing happens by coincidence. There was no Big Bang theory or whatever that science fiction says. Everything happening in whatever season of our lives is happening for a reason. It's happening for a reason. And this brings me to reasons for seasons. Now, we've talked about why. We've talked about the meaning, rather. We've talked about the meaning of seasons. Now, we're going to be talking about the reason for seasons. Why do we have to go through seasons? Right? There are a couple of reasons, but I would just try to limit them to two, right? And you can add to that list. You can add more reasons that you know, but I'll try to limit them to two. The first reason I believe that we have to go through seasons, the first reason is rest. R-E-S-T. Rest. Why is there day and night, for example? Why is there summer and winter? One day you have so much work to do. One day you have so much happening in your life. You're up and going and on the move. And another day, it feels like there's nothing happening. And you begin to question your existence. Because we have somehow linked our lives. We've somehow linked the worst of our lives to the amount of work we are doing. Hashtag booked and busy. Right? Everyone wants to. Like, we all want to be active. We all want to be doing something. But one reason why we go through some seasons where there is, in quote, inactivity is because God wants us to rest. God wants you to rest. That's why maybe that business proposal didn't pull through. Or why you're having a difficult pregnancy. Hear me out. Please, don't get me wrong. God is a good, good father. He will not do anything to hurt us. But I think that God also knows that these human beings that he created, if he leaves them, they are going to do the unthinkable. For example, the Tower of Babel. You saw what those guys pulled. You saw the stone those guys pulled. It's fine to be booked and busy, especially when you have the right structure in place to manage things in your absence and all of that. It's beautiful to have things rolling, the ball always rolling. But sometimes God has to force us to rest by allowing us go through seasons. So when next things are going slower than you want, pay close attention to what God is saying. Because he might be asking you to slow down and rest. The beautiful part of resting is that even though you might start to feel left out, especially if it's been prolonged for a long time, when you obey God and you really rest, you come out of that season rejuvenated and ready to take on bigger things that God has in store for you. So if you are in a rest season and you can feel it deeply that God is calling you to rest, don't fight it. Rest. Remember that God knows the end of a thing from the beginning. Let me share. I've shared this before, but let me try to share this in more details. I remember when I was pregnant in January of 2021. I entered the year with all my goals and plans and things that God had told me. It was in January 21 that I officially launched the Graced, this podcast. Then it was the Graced Up Co podcast. And I had a list of things that God has said he wanted me to do through the podcast. And in that same January, I realized, is it realized as the word now, that I was pregnant. And I thought, oh, yeah, people get pregnant and they're able to still work for the first 6 months until third trimester. That's when they'll start to feel tired and stuff. So I was still very optimistic. I was so happy that I was pregnant because I wanted to be pregnant. And I was so happy and I kept going with everything that God had instructed me to do, both for my business, the podcast. I was go, go, go. And if you notice, if you've been following us since last year, you know that it was in April of 2021 that we posted the last episode of 2021 before I came back in, I think December, to explain where I've been and all of those things. The same way I had to stop the podcast was the same way I had to shut down my business. So my business was shut down for the most part of last year. And I was furious. I was angry. Each time I came on social media and saw people progressing, people launching this and that,
I felt left behind. But deep down within me, I know the Holy Spirit was telling me to rest. I'm like, rest how? Rest where? I would lose all my customers. We also just got married. We got married in November and I was pregnant in January. I wanted to make money also so that I could support my husband financially. So I needed my business to be up and running, but my business could not work because I was sick. And at the time, I didn't have proper structure. I didn't have like a proper office where I could hire people to come and work. I was still running the business from my home, so I could not hire people to come into my home, right? And it was just frustrating. It was really frustrating. And I remember crying to God, like, God, this was not what I envisioned my 2021 to be. I need this business to be running so that it can help to sort out some things financially. And God said, rest, I will take care of everything. I remember clearly one day the Holy Spirit said, it's not your business that would take care of you. Yes, your business has been doing well, helping you financially, but in this season of your life, it's not your business that will provide for you. I, God, will provide for you. I will decide on the means on how I want to provide for you. It's not your business that will provide for you. So rest. The moment I agreed and obeyed, I felt peace. I felt peace. And did God take care of everything? He did exceedingly, abundantly, above all I could think, all I could ask for. The business I was worrying about was getting nominated for global recognition and grants, even when it was not active. I'm not even kidding. It was bad to the point that they sent me an email about 3 months before, and I missed the email because I was not active. The email was even sent to, that was even another long story. The mail was sent to an email that was inactive. And because I was not even active on social media or anywhere, people could not reach me. The business was getting global nominations, grants, when it was not active. All I lost in 2021, in terms of, lost in quotes, in terms of business revenue, we're not selling, we lost money that year because we didn't sell. All I lost in quotes, I got back in multiples through 2 business grants that I did not apply for. Did you get that? 2 business grants I did not apply for. So sis, when God is asking you to rest, know that God's got you. And when we trust God, God honors his word more than his name. If he says that he's going to do it, he will do it. So if God is asking you to rest, I feel like I'm speaking to a particular group of people. If God is asking you to rest in this season of your life, just rest. Rest. And not, don't just rest. Rest and listen. Because God is going to be speaking to you. God is going to be instructing you. I promise you, you'll come out of this season with testimonies. The second reason I believe God allows us to go through some seasons is because of obedience. In your spare time, try to read the whole of Hebrews chapter 5. I would read verse 7 to 10, but in your spare time, read the whole verse so that you can have a clear understanding. Now, this passage is talking about Jesus Christ's crucifixion, which was a very cruel season of his life. And he had to go through that suffering for us, From verse 5, it says, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him, called by God as high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek. The part of these verses I want to highlight: though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. This is Jesus Christ we're talking about. God is teaching us through our seasons. That season you're going through, God is teaching you. I know it's painful, it's not enjoyable, but God is teaching you obedience. He's teaching you perseverance. He's making you more like him. He's refining you. Like Jesus, he wants to perfect you for the assignment that he has placed in your hands. Don't let this season waste. Don't let this season waste. There's so much God wants to do through us. And God will use every opportunity to teach us, to mold us, to shape us, so that we can be vessels of honor. But when we don't allow the season run its course, when we don't allow what God has intended to happen through the season, we try to fast track it, or we try to rebel against it, and we disobey. And God is asking you to do A, you're saying, no, I'm not doing that. When we act that way, we are wasting the season, and we are wasting what God wants to do through that season. In our next episode, I would talk about how to embrace every season so it does not waste, so that God can use that season to do a perfect work in our lives. As I wrap up this episode, I would like to pray a part of this song. The song is called Seasons by Hillsong Worship. The part I just want, if you know the song, you can sing it, you can pray with me as I read it out. I can see the promise. I can see the future. You are the God of seasons, and I am just in the winter. If all I know of harvest is that it's what your patience, then if you're not done working, God, I am not done waiting. You can see my promise even in the winter, because you are the God of greatness, even in a manger. For all I know of seasons is that you take your time. You could have saved us in a second. Instead, you sent a child. I pray, oh God, that you give everyone listening to this episode, I pray that you give everyone the strength to stay the course. Because if you have called us, we know that you will see us through it. Help us, Lord, to see you clearer than we see the challenges. Help us to stay and remain in obedience as you continue to perfect your work in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, thank you for listening. Please share this episode with everyone. Like I said earlier, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave a review, give us 5 stars. We truly, truly appreciate it. I'll see you in the next episode. Stay blessed.